So the first one has to do with culture, society, the people around you. If you think that someone around you is going to help pick you up when you fall, you're much more likely to see a danger as being smaller. And that allows us to take good chances, not just the bad ones. For example, like risking criticism when you talk about the danger that nobody wants you to talk about. Or taking the opportunities that are kind of scary, so in their own way, are gray rhinos. So the U.S. has a very individualist culture, go it alone. And paradoxically, this makes many Americans much less open to change and taking good risks. In China, by contrast, people believe that the government is going to keep problems from happening, which might not always be what happens, but people believe it. They believe they can rely on their families. So that makes them more likely to take certain risks, like buying Beijing real estate, or like being more open about the fact that they need to change direction. And in fact, the pace of change in China is absolutely amazing. Second of all, how much do you know about a situation? How much are you willing to learn? And are you willing to see things even when it's not what you want? So many of us are so unlikely to pay attention to the things that we just want to black out. We don't like them. We pay attention to what we want to see, what we like, what we agree with.